She made a bunch of salmon, so I thought that fish was going to be a salmon because she made salmon that size, a ton of them. How many?
Hundreds.
Yeah, they were all over. It was a year of the massive salmon run, and it was quite amazing. But what I expected from that bag was the simple letter W. Because around about 2012, when our Stephen was graduating, she spoke to the grad class and addressed them about wonder. And she took words of excitement and encouragement for the future. And she gave them all a homemade W. So that would have been about 20 of those that she made. So I thought she might have a W because I couldn't find ours when I was looking for it. Fearfully and wonderfully made, the phrase from the scripture just read to you, is also the name of a book. Has anyone read the book Fearfully and Wonderfully Made? Yeah, a couple of you, three of them. Amazing book. It was the title of the book. This book impacted my life. I heard Dr. Paul Brand, who's a plastic surgeon, lecture before I even knew about the book. He pioneered the art of restorative surgery for people horribly disfigured by the ravages of leprosy. As a medical missionary, he had discovered this and said, "No one does anything. I will start." And he really, really opened up the world of plastic surgery for people deformed by this. But in this book, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, co-authored by Dr. Paul Brand and author Philip Yancey, the miraculous composition of the human body is explored. Each system is reviewed in detail, medically by Dr. Brand, then followed up with further spiritual insights by Philip Yancey. The chapters on skin, bone, muscle, body chemistry, etc., uncover eternal statements that God has made in the very structure of our bodies. The book presents captivating insights into the body of Christ, the people of the Church of Faith. It inspired me. So stay tuned as Pastor Steve explores the wonder of being known.